legendary and very iconic comedian, one of my all-time favorites, even though we're kind of generations apart, maybe, was a guy by the name of Jack Benny. I really got a kick out of Jack Benny. And upon receiving an award, he mused to the audience in that classical, I wish I could imitate him, in that classical Jack Benny way. He said, "You know, folks, I really don't deserve this award. But then again, I have arthritis, and I probably don't deserve that either." And it kind of kicks into the dim, dry bones. I don't know if Ezekiel had issues with that, with those bones in the desert, but some of us do have that issue in our bones. But it's true about what we deserve and what we don't deserve in life, right? How many of us honestly believe we deserve some of the tough times in life that we're given? How many of us believe we deserve that? And we question that. And we fight with that. And we shake our fists at God about that. And we lash out because we don't believe we deserve the tough times. But in reality, it's the universal human condition, is it not? No one is spared. My dad's old saying was, "Son, everybody's going to get their turn in the barrel." And we do. And some of us get more than one turn. It's just the way it is. Life gets messy. It gets messy. And sometimes we have no other alternative after we've had our little temper tantrum that we just have to tough it out, right? We just have to tough it out. Robert Schuller coined the phrase, "Tough times don't last, but tough people do." It's a catchy phrase. But I want to make clear that by tough, I am certainly not referring to the kind of macho, false bravado toughness that we sometimes associate that word to. I'm not talking about that, especially when it comes to some of the really serious adversities you and I are sometimes asked to walk through. I'm speaking of an inner toughness that we need to nurture. And that's why you come to church on Sunday and participate in the life and the community of the church, to be nourished. To be nourished. Given some tools of faith to help you through the speed bumps of life. I'm speaking of an inner toughness that's born of faith. Of faith that trusts the presence of God will give us a strength greater than our own to adapt and to overcome our fears and our anxieties with perseverance and hope. Tough times don't last, but tough people do, because it takes faith to walk into the unknown, does it not? It takes faith to walk into the unknown and welcome God's presence to help us navigate through the times of the inevitable adversities we face in life. It's a topic near and dear to my heart. I've had my share of tough times, and I bet you there's a few people here have had their share of tough times too. And if you haven't, God bless you. God bless you. And I had to learn some hard lessons along the way. You know, had to fall on my face a few times and figure out what works and what doesn't work. One of the things I had to learn is to keep whatever tough time I was going through into some kind of larger perspective. Because when left to my own devices, I tend to be my own worst enemy rather than my own best friend, to be honest with you. We can blow things out of proportion. We let our imaginations just go wild. We get in our own way. We stand in our own shadow. And through all this crisscrossing of stuff, we create this kind of barrier through which God's presence and God's Spirit cannot penetrate to speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, restore our souls, as God promised those Israelites in Ezekiel. They say that God has his imprint on everything. Think about that. God has his imprint on everything. Yeah, he leaves his fingerprints behind. And we have to check them out. Which is to say, don't get stuck on the problem that you are experiencing in and of itself, but look for God's imprint on the situation to help you move past that immediate problem into the possibilities that lie just beyond those problems. Because I'm convinced sometimes we are asking the wrong questions when we are presented with that kind of adversity in life. We ask why. And I can tell you right now, why questions are not going to move the needle an eighth of an inch, if that. Why questions get you nowhere? Perhaps we should ask the question, what? What is God trying to say to me in these circumstances? Where is he directing my energy and my attention? What do I need to pay attention to here? And sometimes it's the obvious or the simplest. Or how can I use this experience to grow in my faith and perhaps change the direction of my life and go down another venue? When we focus all of our attention on the problem has all of our attention. Does that make sense? God redirects our attention to ask the right questions in order to see his imprint on those circumstances that we face. I learned one other thing, but it was sure appealing at the beginning. I learned pity parties don't work, mainly because I'm the only one in attendance. And that's kind of a bummer, you know, when you're only one there. And it really doesn't change too much. We may not change the circumstances, but we always have the power to choose how we will respond to those circumstances. We are not powerless. I don't care what we say to ourselves, we are not powerless. We have God's power working through us to help us discern what lies ahead and how to navigate through those issues. Now, this is important. When you look for God's imprint on any given set of circumstances, God may not bring you the answer you want. I know that's tough to swallow, but God is not Santa. God may not bring you the answer you're looking for. You may not find some magic wand that sweeps over everything and makes it squeaky clean again. But here's what God will do. God promises you to bring you the influence of His presence. His presence. And God's presence in anything can be the game changer if we surrender to it. If we give God the benefit of the doubt. Because at the end of the day, facing tough times in life are going to do one of two things. They will either make you a bitter person, or you will become a better person. When Ezekiel came upon that desert of dried up dead bones, let's face it, it doesn't get any tougher than that. It's pretty tough when your spirit is dead, dried up, and laid to waste. In Ezekiel's powerful, graphic, poetic vision, we are reminded, in spite of that, God can breathe new life into us because we cannot do it on our own. Only God could restore and revive those lifeless bones. Only God can breathe new life into our spirit, giving us the courage and the hope to place our future in the palm of God's hand going forward. A year or so ago, one of my favorite country music stars, the gentleman, southern gentleman, by the name of Chris Stapleton. And I believe he won an award a year or so ago for a song called Broken Halos. Broken Halos. I encourage you to look it up and listen to it. It's a very moving, powerful song. The genesis of the song is it's about someone's death, but in a larger context in the song, a broken halo can be anyone who's facing a tough time. You know, their bones feeling dried up. And so I just want you to listen just to a few of the lyrics of this song. I've seen my share of broken halos, folded wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go, broken halos that used to shine. Angels come down from the heavens just to help us on our way. They come to teach us, then they leave us and find some other soul to save. So don't go looking for the reasons. Don't go asking Jesus why. We're not meant to know the answers. They belong to the by and by. St. Paul said the same thing in one of his letters. He said the same thing about answers coming in the by and by, in God's own time. He said, "Now we see in a glass darkly. Now we see in a glass darkly. But in God's presence, we shall see face to face." We may not find the answers we seek. I have not. Not always. We may not know the reasons why. God only knows. But one thing I do know, and why I stand here, one thing I know, dead dry bones and broken halos are not the final word. Are not the final word. God breathed new life and restored those dead, dry bones to the Israelites. Angels come down from heaven to mend our halos. The psalmist is so right. Tears may endure the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Tears may endure the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Tough times don't last, but tough people with faith do. So help me God. Amen.